majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
Welcome back to it here on this Thursday. And John McCain was lying in state in Arizona yesterday. Will be lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda tomorrow, Friday. It's only the 30th time that has happened in American history, which is interesting to say the least. But there's a lot of hypocrisy going on out there. I just got to say that. Liberals fawning over John McCain after trashing him repeatedly during his life. And and I just think it's outrageous that now, you know, like CNN and MSNBC, oh, John McCain, American hero. You called him a racist 10 years ago. You trashed the guy. John Lewis, the congressman, trashed the guy. Compared him to segregationists and others. My next guest, Liz Peek, thinks that he ought to be awarded a medal from the president. I don't necessarily agree with that, but she's here to tell us why. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy to join you. Well, look, I think that, you know, John McCain, I think, is a real legitimate American hero. Please expunge from your mind all his annoying politics of the last 5 years and focus on what he did in Vietnam, not only flying 23 bomber missions over Hanoi, but also, of course, his extreme valor as a prisoner of war. And, you know, I think there are moments when the whole country would like the president to soften the vitriol, and this may be one of those times when it would really work to his benefit to do that. There was obviously a huge outcry over his reluctance to lower the flag and so forth. It's good to remember that John McCain had a huge following, and you know, knowing people who worked on his staff and so forth, there is, I don't really think there are many members of Congress who had a more loyal staff, a group that really supported him as fundamentally as John McCain did. And yes, he occasionally you just wanted to kick him in the rear, but the truth is the guy...
No, I didn't want to go for the rear. I want to go straight up front. Okay, Liz, and you stated that well. You've also had your complaints with John McCain over the years, but I'm going to give three things here that I have deep concerns with. Number one, if I'm not mistaken, he facilitated delivering the Steele dossier to James Comey after sending a member of his staff to the UK to get a copy, and began that whole mess of Russia collusion investigation. It was John McCain's fingerprints. He also gave, famously now, thumbs down to repealing Obamacare, despite giving his voters repeated promises that was what he was going to do, was repeal Obamacare. And he did that out of spite against the president. Not a good thing to do. And here I just learn, and this is just Bush League, because we know that John McCain planned his own funeral, wrote a farewell letter to the nation and so forth, and then he snubs Sarah Palin. Now, you may have some things you don't agree with her with after the fact, but she has remained steadfast and loyal to John McCain, even with the snub. She said, "We wish the McCain family well in the passing of a great American hero." I'm paraphrasing, but close enough. And I just think that's a Bush League move on his part.
No, I totally agree with that. As I say, you have to expunge from your mind everything to do with the last 5 years. And look, to your point, yes, I totally agree that he really stiffed his own voters in putting thumbs down on the Obamacare repeal. He had campaigned on that. And let's remember, Arizona was a state that was really fundamentally hurt by huge soaring increases in Obamacare prices, and almost all of the participants in the Obamacare exchanges actually left the state. So it was an inexcusable thing he did in terms of getting back at President Trump. Look, the man was sick. He had been vilified by Trump.
I think the president was flat out wrong when he made the comment about, I prefer people that don't get captured. That was a Bush League terrible thing to say as well.
My point is, there are moments when, and particularly when someone dies, where I don't think it would hurt President Trump to take the high road. And you know, whether it's just being nice about him, or I thought the Congressional Medal of Honor, which, by the way, is just called the Medal of Honor, I find out, would have been a sort of fitting tribute for someone who, for a lot of the country, really felt this man was an enormous hero. So look, we all have political differences, and I think McCain showed himself to be a smaller person at the end. I'm hoping that Trump occasionally shows himself to be the bigger person. And look, I am a big Trump supporter. I think he's got a huge amount of stuff he can run on. The thing that people don't like the most is this tendency to go to into the mud at the, you know, slightest opportunity. Sometimes it's for political reasons. Sometimes
they don't like
tactical,
the pettiness,
et cetera.
Yeah, they don't like the pettiness. I think that's the word. Yeah, it's petty, and I think that it's fair to say that neither man did well in the back and
exactly.
forth. And I agree with you on that, Liz. I want to shift gears just for a moment here, for a moment or two. When did we start making animals symbols of racism? Honest question, because here we are with Andrew Gillum, an out-and-out socialist communist, winning the Democratic primary in Florida. Ron DeSantis says, we can't monkey this up. Talking about himself, basically saying, we can't screw this up. And all of a sudden, that's the biggest racist term ever. I'm like, really?
Yeah, this is just ludicrous. It is a perfectly acceptable phrase. And to me, it is the most biting commentary on Gillum's potential campaign that he has to resort to this right out of the box. I mean,
it's
ridiculous.
Well, he's been under investigation by the FBI. I didn't know much about the guy. It doesn't take you but 10 seconds online to find out that the FBI has been investigating him and Tallahassee and the inner circles there for corruption for the last couple of years. It's a big mess, and they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and so what he wants to do is change the focus and change the conversation to, of course, the race card. And again, I think that's kind of sad. It may play well among certain elements in Georgia. I don't know, but I sure hope that does. I hope the campaign lifts itself into a better sphere because this is about as poor as it begins, right?
I agree with that, yeah. And I think that Florida vote, I think that Rick Scott, the pretty popular governor of Florida, pretty well secured his Senate seat when DeSantis won on Tuesday. Because here's the thing. Rick Scott's already ahead by 5 or 6 points in all the polling. Andrew Gillum isn't going to pull doodly squat. He's going to get crushed.
I mean, he's just going to
get crushed.
I hope so. I think you're totally right that Scott will be a very big plus in terms of being the top of that state ticket. You know, it's amazing. In all the excitement about the potential first black governor, they kind of missed reporting on the fact that the Me Too candidate basically got beat. There are a lot of really weird things.
Yeah, a lot of weird things. But Rick Scott will be a bonus. He's going to be a bonus pickup.
But here's something just to chew on as we look forward to November. Everyone's looking for tea leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one tea leaf is you have to kind of go back and say, how might we have known that Obama was going to be trampled in the 2010 midterms? Remember, he lost 63 seats, I think it was. One of the worst outcomes
it was ugly.
In modern times.
Yeah.
Disaster. And the direction on the polling of the country is very interesting. It was upside down by 30 points at this date in 2010, meaning people were pretty convinced the country was going down the wrong track. Right now, it's still upside down, but by 12, one of the best outcomes in 20 years.
You know, and they just revised the GDP upward and everything else. And I do think that Rick Scott's going to be a bonus pickup for the Republicans in November. I stick with my 4 to 6 seats, but I look at a couple of other places and say, you know, other races are in play for the Democrats that should not be. Minnesota, New Jersey come to mind. Liz, we got to leave it there for
all
today.
Right.
Greatly appreciate you. You're always an education. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care.
There you have it. Liz Peek, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber program. She is terrific. LizPeek.com if you want to know more. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? One in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.